This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to discuss with Cody Fitzgerald the issue of priorities for 2021. We'll also do a second podcast, separate issue with Cody about key entrepreneurs, three to five entrepreneurs he admires, whether public or private, whoever he thinks and why. Cody, let me ask you to take a second first, introduce yourself, and tell people where they could learn more about your companies as well, just so they get that out of the way right away.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me. So yeah, Cody Fitzgerald, I am based out of the Iowa City, Iowa area, and currently run two companies, one in the digital advertising space called Omni Digital, and the other one in the truck insurance space, working with trucking companies called Faster Insurance, that we are actually rebranding to Omni Insurance to kind of have everything line up. And yeah, just a little bit about me.
Oh, fantastic. And talk about, you've done this tremendous job as an entrepreneur, founded a couple of companies from scratch. How do you look at your priorities or goals for 2021? How do you look at that, and what might those be?
Yeah. So it's funny that you asked this question, because I think this will help a lot of people out. My first, almost second and third priority in 2021 is really just working on scaling the businesses. And I feel like every entrepreneur probably goes through this phase, or at least they have to, is where maybe it's just them and maybe one other person when they start their business to get to a couple hundred thousand dollars in revenue. But I heard this quote one time by an entrepreneur that I really like, that I think hits home for me, is that, and this is exactly how he said it, is that anybody can muscle their way to, say, a multi six-figure company, but it takes processes and procedures and systems to go to seven figures and beyond. So that's really my biggest priority in 2021. Is I'm reading this book right now called Traction by Gino Wickman. And if you own a business and you're listening to this, please go buy this book. I've gifted it to three entrepreneurs just in the last week, because it's that had that much of an impact on me. But basically, one of the key things inside the book that it talks about is you have to find ways to systematize your business so that you're not recreating the wheel, say, with a client onboarding process or the sales process or the account receivables process, et cetera. You really have to figure out ways to systematize it. So that's really my biggest priority in 2021. Probably the second, third one is really the second one having to do with our people. Right now we have six employees, and just helping them win, get better, see success, all of those different things. And that he talks about it again, Gino Wickman, in the book Traction, about those things. And the book is laid out in a way to not only systematize your business, but to get, say, like a sales and marketing process in place, hiring, meeting structure, looking at your data of a business. It's just very, very good. And then the third one is we'll probably be bringing on, I would say conservatively, three to five new employees in 2021. So just that's what's making me want to systematize everything, because it'll get to a point where once you have 10 people, you can't be, you know, running around with your hair on fire. You just have to have systems in place to help them win and be successful. So that's what's gotten me lit on fire to do that. But that would be the third thing, is just hiring new people and helping them be successful.
Fantastic. And I love your point on, look, a lot of people could muscle an early business to a certain spot just through sheer energy and sheer perseverance and so forth. But to actually build a great business, you need systems and processes and so forth. You also mentioned the famous Gino Wickman. Maybe take one more moment on Gino Wickman and his sort of systems, the systems that he has become the pioneer of and has distributed, et cetera.
Yeah. So Gino Wickman, in his book Traction, I think off the top of my head, he calls his whole process EOS, and it's escaping me with what that stands for. But the very beginning of the book, I'll just kind of outline it in 30 seconds very briefly, but it goes from everything from developing your mission statement, your value system, 1, 3, 5-year goals in your business, and then encourages even your employees to do that as well. And for example, with like the values, that can help you in hiring, because you'll look for those values and people will be in the right seat, you know, on the bus and on the right bus in general to be successful in your organization. To like one of the more recent things that we developed to give something tactical advice to people was in our advertising company, the process, our sales process, is just that. We're selling a service. It's just a process and a way of doing things. So in the book, he talks and makes a recommendation to create a document to visually show people your process, because we don't have a physical product. It's easy to sell a pair of shoes if it's like, yeah, these pair of shoes are great looking. But when you're selling advertising, like, there's nothing tangible. So what we did is we developed a document, our 8-step, the Omni Way. He basically just your company name way. So the Omni marketing way of doing things. So it's an 8-step format that we can visually show people and talk about each of our steps. But then that's how our salespeople will sell. And then on the back end, that's how we will service the account. So just one example, and again, highly recommend that book if you own a business, because it'll really help you get out of working in your business and help you work on your business.
Thank you, Cody, very much. I mean, so many people talk about Gina Wickman. I'm really thrilled to have you discuss today and talk a little bit more about it, because it really is so impactful for so many people, and I love your sharing that. Thank you very much for joining the Becker Business Podcast today, Cody.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.